When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
John returns next week. Mark Thompson sitting in. Always great to see this guy walk through the door. He's an award-winning reporter. I mean, he has, you know, all of the hardware through the years. But it's great to see Steve Gregory. And, you know, Steve, I heard, I'll get to the story that you're here to talk about.
Sure.
It's sort of this grim story, tough way to end the year, but I heard something else you did, and I literally stayed in the car. I was at the mall. This is just 2 days ago. I was at the Sherman Oaks Mall, and I stayed in the car to listen. I thought it was so compelling. It was the special that you'd done about, I guess it was anti-Semitism. Is that the...
Yeah, it's hate, colon, modern anti-Semitism. That was the special. Yeah.
And you had all of these conversations that I thought were really interesting. You were in all of these situations and places, and you described various things that reflected a kind of both rise in this kind of hate and also opinions about it, you know, like where it started, why it's so persistent, why it's being amplified. And then I saw you the other day, yesterday, because it was, and I said, hey, man, I really love that show you did. And then you kind of looked at me quizzically and you go, oh, and you told me what?
That was a special that I produced, Jacob Gonzalez and I produced that last year. I mean, last December for airing on January, February of this year, I guess. So a year ago.
So the most remarkable thing in that response was, oh my God, it's as though you had produced that special an hour ago.
And that's one of the reasons why our program director, Robin Bertolucci, and I discussed it. And that's why she wanted to replay it. Because it was, when we do these specials that we do, we try to do them in what we call in the business evergreen, so that they're good all year long. Some of them we can't, obviously, for timing reasons. But sadly, Mark, as you are keenly aware, the anti-Semitism issue is not going away. It's been exacerbated. And so with everything that's been going on recently and all the coverage we've been doing of these protests lately, Robin and I talked about it. And we was like, you know, with holiday programming, why not put this back in there in the middle of the day? Because these are specials that typically air on the weekends. And she wanted to give it some primetime exposure. And, you know, I appreciate your kind words on that. And, you know, and I got a lot, every time that thing airs, I get a lot of feedback. And what people don't realize, too, if they didn't listen to the special, that the extended interviews, all the raw, unedited interviews are on the podcast.
Oh, really?
So the hate, modern anti-Semitism is on the iHeartRadio app. And it's got every guest that we've had on there and some bonus guests. that we didn't have room for, but we have their entire interviews.
That's what's great about the app and about the ways that you can add these various things adjacent to the main stuff. But you had edited it. It's so tightly done. It's really a compelling thing. And by the way, I thought it was insightful. Like, I learned stuff listening to it. So I do recommend it. So again, it's called
Hate, Modern Antisemitism.
Great. Check
and
it out.
I learned a ton. You know, I don't know if you've ever known this or not, but I never worked with Jewish people until I moved to California. I really didn't. And so I didn't know anything about the Jewish culture.
You grew up in Arizona? Where'd you grow up?
Colorado.
Colorado, okay.
Southern Colorado. So it was all Mexicans and Italians.
Uh-huh.
And I would meet the occasional Jewish person along the way, but I never worked side by side, and I never really had any Jewish friends.
Yeah.
And then in Phoenix, same way. A lot of Hispanics I worked with. But then when I got out here, and then it's like, you know, everywhere I turn around here, I'm working with a Jewish person. But so I was immediately immersed in the Jewish culture out here.
Sure.
Between Robin and Handel and everybody else. And I've enjoyed learning about the Jewish culture. So when I was doing this special and the one on the Israeli war we did a month or so ago, I've learned so much. I mean, I got to tell you, Bill Handel, when I interviewed him for the Israeli war special and the history of the Israeli, Gaza and Palestinian conflict and all that stuff. And Bill is one hell of a historian.
Sure. Sure.
I learned a great deal as well.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I always, on the Middle East thing, I always say it really depends on when you've walked into the movie. I mean, if you're just getting into it, which I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Then it's really leaving you out of the beginning of the movie, which you must know in order to understand the end of the movie.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it's the end, but I mean, at least where we are. Look, you've been called to some grim situations and stories, and I feel like this is one of them at the end of the year. This breaking
story.
It's
a sad story.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve around 7 o'clock in the morning, campus police from El Camino College in Torrance were called to the scene on campus. And when officers arrived, they found this Asian woman in her mid to late 60s on the ground, and she had been beaten and bludgeoned with a sledgehammer. And they called in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department's Homicide Bureau because a lot of college police departments are ill-equipped to handle homicide cases and in cases of this magnitude. And let me back up. She hadn't been declared dead on the scene of the campus. She was immediately taken to the hospital. When detectives from the Sheriff's Department came in and started to research and look at what was going on, they found a man that they say is responsible for this beating. He's 40-year-old Jeffrey Davis, and he only lived just a short distance from the campus, or at least that's where they arrested him from. Well, come to find out, he'd used a sledgehammer to bludgeon this woman to death, and the woman was just out looking for cans and bottles, recyclables, in the trash cans on campus. And it's not clear if either of the two was a student on campus or what the connection, if any, was. That's the mystery right now. But and then she ended up dying the next day on Christmas Day.
Now, what a brutal horror that is. And I just wonder how they, was it, I guess it must have been video that they had. I mean, how do they identify the?
Yeah, so it's going to be, if there might have been a witness on scene.
I see.
Because there might have been joggers and people taking a walk, walking their dogs that morning. It was probably a combination of witnesses and with videotape because, you know, college campuses are just packed with surveillance footage or surveillance cameras. So they were able to at least put all that together, find themselves a suspect. And it's pretty remarkable that they were able to identify this man and track him down so quickly.
So they must
have some sort of intel that led him that direction. And maybe this person is known to the campus police. That's another thing.
I mean, who's cruising around a college campus with a sledgehammer to begin? The whole thing is just so ugly and awful. And
well, here's the thing. And the reason that we bring up race in this kind of thing, because sadly now in our business, hate crimes have also just drastically increased. So we now have to be cognizant of whether or not these could be related to a race or a hate crime or any kind of a race incident. So that's why you have to identify now that it's a black man on an Asian woman. We're not sure if this could be a hate crime, and that's why it's important we make mention.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to meet over such a grim story. But
yeah, we went right from the anti-Semitism over.
Yeah, nice job. Come, bring in one of those like lighthearted kickers next time.
Do you want to talk about Maestro? We can talk about that after the break.
Oh yeah, the what did you think of the movie?
I will tell you.
Can I tell everybody who may not know this about Steve Gregory that he's a.
I got into college on a conducting and percussion scholarship.
Yeah. Okay. So this is good. Yeah. Stay over and we'll just do a little Maestro when you come back.
Yeah. Let's brighten it up a bit.
All right. Yeah. We feel bad leaving the audience too downcast. So Steve will share it. And I just saw the film myself. So we'll get to that.
And I saw it too. I thought the acting was amazing.
All right. So Deborah's involved too. This is a. Let's have a hoedown. We'll do it next. It's all around the movie Maestro. It is the Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in on KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You recognize this crescendo. From it gives you chills, doesn't it, Steve Gregory? That's from the movie Maestro, that piece of music used in that film. It is the John Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in for John. And that, again, a literal crescendo because it's the orchestra coming together in that way, but sort of a crescendo to the movie, too, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah, that's Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony, also known as The Resurrection. That performance right there, 1974, and in the cathedral, I can't remember the name of the cathedral in New York. It escapes me, but Bernstein did that as a tribute to John F. Kennedy. He was commemorating the anniversary of his assassination.
Hmm.
But that, as you mentioned, it's one of the pivotal scenes in the movie Maestro with Bradley Cooper in the role of Leonard Bernstein.
What did this is KFI AM 640, by the way, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And I was mentioning before the break, Deborah Marks saw it. You saw it. It's been seen by many people. It's a biopic, as they call it, right?
It is.
But it's just a slice of who he was, isn't it?
It really focuses more on the relationship he had with his wife and how they met and the fact that Bernstein was struggling with his bisexuality. And the demons he was struggling with. I mean, he's one of the most contemporary geniuses of our time. I mean, the guy was responsible for the music of West Side Story on the waterfront. And I mean, the guy has a number of credits to his name, but he was never satisfied with that because people kept looking at him as just a Broadway writer, but he wanted to be known as, he wanted to be known up there with Mahler, Beethoven, and Liszt, and all of these other classic, you know, behemoths. And he wanted to be in that stratosphere with them. And I thought he was, but he was never happy with that.
Well, it's interesting because you point out one of the things that many have been frustrated with, which is as they watch the movie and they didn't know Bernstein the way you did. And do you say it's Bernstein, isn't
Bernstein.
It? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that they didn't really understand his significance. I heard that from several people. Like, I wish they'd spent more time talking about, you know, how incredible it was that he did this and that and all these various things. Instead, it was really focused on his personal life.
Right.
I liked the fact that it was focused on his personal life. But again, you know, I didn't need to be read into how important a figure he was. What did you think, Deborah?
I was fascinated by his story because I didn't know it either. So I really enjoyed the personal life too. I thought that his relationship with his wife was really intriguing. I found it fascinating. And obviously I knew who he was professionally, but I like the angle of the personal side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought Bradley Cooper as an actor, I thought he did such a great job. And the woman who played his wife, oh my gosh.
Carrie Mulligan.
Yeah. She was so
She's amazing. She's
good.
Amazing in everything she does.
She is, but she was phenomenal in this.
I think that Cooper, a lot of people have asked me, I mean, my friends of mine in my other life that knew me as a musician were asking me, they were texting and emailing and calling, said, what'd you think? And I said, I had to keep reminding myself this was not about him as a musician, it was about him as a husband and him as a father and him as a, you know, someone battling demons because conducting is a very passionate thing for me. And in the scene, the pivotal scene in the movie, I just couldn't get there with the conducting. That's one of the most mocked things. I mean, everyone thinks they can conduct something.
That's how you're waving that baton up there.
And you don't realize the importance of the conductor in the symphony. And for Bradley Cooper, I give the man effort because that is a hard thing to do. But I was having some struggles watching him when I was going, and I went back to watch the 1974 footage. I even watched his footage from 1967 in Mount Scarpa when Bernstein took the Israeli Philharmonic out to the desert and played for the troops during the war.
Wow.
And they played this piece. And I was watching these, and then I was watching Bradley Cooper, and I couldn't get there.
I have two things to say about that. First of all, that's a very rarefied audience that has the kind of experience that you have that can examine how he was conducting and as to whether or not it was, you know, right on. Number two, I'm going to give the guy some credit because I'm sure he, as did you, watched those videos the way that Bernstein conducted to try to approximate it as best he can. And the other thing he did, and I was blown away by this, because the piano playing in it on the way up is pretty good. And they don't do that thing where you can't really see his hands.
Right.
He learned to play the piano for the damn movie.
I give the man credit for it. I really do. Yeah. And, you know, and I love that he chose this. And, you know, he did it with the absolute full cooperation of the family, the children. The children totally gave him free access. In fact, they say now that, you know, he went over for Thanksgiving. Bradley Cooper went over to the kids' house for Thanksgiving. And so now he is a part of their family. So I appreciate that the family was on board with everything because, you know, it could have gone a different way. But, and I was just intrigued by why Cooper chose this. That's one thing I was trying to figure out, why Cooper chose this particular story. Spielberg and Scorsese are producers on this project. Bradley Cooper, I think this is his first big directing assignment, if memory serves.
Which is so cool. He's directing and starring in it.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, it's going to be the big darling at the Oscars this year. I can tell you right now, everyone's going to be, they're going to be falling all over their feet to nominate categories. And I can see this thing directing best film,
producers, adaptation
of score. I could see this thing winning all, or being at least nominated for a bunch of stuff. So, but I do applaud him for taking on a very, very complex and very complicated topic. So,
yeah, I mean, it really remarkable, as you say. And then I think to direct and to star is super difficult, right? I mean,
well, on this kind of a thing, sure. And then the choice to do black and white.
Right.
You know, he starts out in color, which was a famous, was that a 60 Minutes interview they start with? I can't remember. It was to emulate.
It's Everett R. Murrow thing.
Something like that. Yeah. When it was color. The opening scene was color. Remember, by now his wife had died and he was in his final years of his life. And then it crossfades into the black and white where it starts out where he first meets Carey Mulligan's character. And then, but I don't know. And I don't know. And then there were some times it got a little slow for me. Yeah. I wished there were some other things it could have done. I thought, but
yeah, it certainly was not a perfect movie, but it was a tour de force. I mean, an amazing thing.
I enjoyed it because of my love of Bernstein. But American Masters on PBS actually did probably one of the best biographies on Bernstein I've ever seen.
Well, I love getting your take on it because of your background in music, and I truly will tell you that I've heard 100 opinions of the movie. No one has offered the opinion that I heard today, which is, I don't know, the way he conducted, you know, I just found it a bit. I went back and looked and I just found it.
I just couldn't get there. I just couldn't get there.
Steve Gregory, everybody.
Thanks,
he's
buddy.
The award winner. Yeah, happy New Year, sir.
Same to you, pal.
When we come back, America's life expectancy crisis and what's affecting it. It's the John Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in on KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Mark Thompson here for John Cobalt. Next hour, we'll talk to Ed Begley Jr. He's got a new book, which is a book of his life, and it's really interesting. And I'm just looking over the, you know, the stuff that comes in at the end of the year. They talk about, you know, the best of this, the worst of that, and longevity in America is a problem. We are in a life expectancy crisis, it's pointed out. And one of the reasons that life expectancy is dropping is due to what? Rising number of opioid overdoses, suicides, other preventable deaths. This dates back to the Obama administration. I mean, Obama, Trump, Biden administrations, they all say they're aware of these concerns about life expectancy and about these things that are a scourge on society. You know, typically, most advanced nations, right, have longer life expectancies. It's really a direct reflection of lifestyle, access to things like clean water, health care. And so Americans' life expectancy decline is a pressing public health problem, and it's owing to a lot of these things that underlie it that are associated with things that other developed countries haven't had as big a problem with. Opioid crisis, suicide, gun violence is another one. So this is something that we know about. It's being talked about. It's being written about. It hasn't really taken off politically. And so every administration essentially orphans it. For those who try to live healthy lives and who aren't succumbing to some of those things, you begin to look at to other stuff like stress. They are, you know, super underscoring chronic diseases in the prime of life brought on by stress. I mean, the stuff I'm reading from cardiologists, from endocrinologists, from obesity specialists, all these people talk about the fact that stress manifests itself with all of us in different ways, and it causes you to age more quickly. And look, there's a lot of stuff you just can't control, I think. I mean, you know, not being able to afford as much, violence, race relations, politics, whatever it might be that concerns you. You are stressed by these things, but most of the stress that we endure, I would think, is related to our own personal lives. They did a poll. The Washington Post Ipsos poll found 50% of Americans said they didn't have enough income, and that was this major source of stress. And the other half said not having enough savings was a major source of stress. So you begin, I mean, again, person for person, your mileage may vary, but the reality is there are a lot of stressors, and I think more than ever. I mean, social media has created its own issues with stress, don't you think? You know, where you sit, who's liked you or whatever. I mean, this is all, I don't mean to sound like, you know, grandpa, but it definitely, I thought it was stressful the way it was, but the reality is it has only gotten more difficult. I'm actually looking for it right now. There's a good piece in the New York Times about ways to essentially clean up a lot of our problems in the next year. Now I can't find it, Richie. Anyway, but what they talk about is essentially things like getting enough sleep, drinking more water. We know this stuff, but this just in, sometimes it's hard to get enough sleep. Sometimes it's hard to drink enough water. Sometimes it's hard to cut back on drinking or whatever your thing is. I mean, it is the case that we know a lot of the things that are bad for us. So even as we begin a new year with resolutions to maybe reduce this or do more of that, the do more of that category for me is exercise. Of course, if I do any, it will be more. And the do less would be probably fewer cocktails, especially as they find any amount of alcohol is bad for you. So, blah, 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 you have to tag your life with what works for you and also with sort of realizable things. So as we enter the new year and you look at sort of some of the grim realities, you also have to deal with, you know, dealing with others and how to handle the grim reality. Oh, here it is. Thank you. The top health questions of 2023. I liked these not because there some of them are sort of simple questions. They don't get into the big thing. Like this. These are the 10 most popular health questions of the last year. Is it bad to wash your hair every day? I just loved that was the first one. You know? The answer?
Yes.
I think that it's a qualified yes. Deborah's right. It depends on your hair texture, they say, how oily it is, whether it's color treated and more. But it may seem that getting the scalp squeaky clean without any oils is optimal, said Dr. Murad Alam from Northwestern University. But keep in mind, the scalp is a living part of your body, not a dinner plate in your dishwasher, he says. So indeed, Deborah is right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, washing every day is not... I drink alcohol is another question. I'm always drawn to the alcohol questions. What can I do about the damage it's caused? Here's the answer. It's become clearer and clearer that even a little alcohol is bad for you. It's what I was saying before. With links to cancer, cardiovascular issues, and liver disease. Wow, I feel worse already. While there's no magic antidote to erase the harmful effects of a wild night out, there are some measures you can take to boost your health if you enjoy the occasional cocktail. So there is help for all of you. What should I eat or drink when I have a cold? Is another top question. They say they are for chicken noodle soup, actually. Isn't that crazy, vegan Deborah Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I would do vegetable soup.
Yes.
I wouldn't do chicken noodle, but or maybe vegetable with noodles, as Eric is rolling his eyes. I saw that.
Well, this is the one time I'm actually outnumbered here.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm vegan. Okay. That's right.
He He's actually more hardcore than I am because I am a hypocritical vegan, meaning that I do wear leather, but I'm one day I will get rid of that habit.
But from an eating standpoint.
But an eating standpoint, yeah. Absolutely.
Does going vegan actually lower your grocery bill? We will answer that question next. People, that's usually what you hear. I really
admire you for being vegan. I just can't afford it. It's just so expensive.
I don't know about that. Well, maybe there's some truth to it. We'll get to that and more. On the Colbelt, who gives me a hard time about
being vegan.
He gives you a hard time about it. He has vegans in his family. You know that, right?
I didn't know he had a vegan in his family.
I believe he does. I think one of his sons is vegan.
Wait a second.
I think that's true.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to
Eric, will you check that out? Deborah, you check that out.
I have no, I'm not taking any part in this. I'm on John's side in this argument.
I can't wait to ask him.
This is a blast to his image.
You really did just open up a whole can of worms, Mark. You have no idea. On Tuesday, Deborah is starting the show with this.
I will never be invited back. All right. Mark Thompson for John Colbelt. This is KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Colbelt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're just talking about different stuff that goes on toward the end of the year where you look back, you have health trends and this kind of thing. And Richie found this story, Deborah Marks, a vegan. It's almost a dirty word.
Oh, it is, especially on this show.
It's like the last minority group you can make fun of without having to worry about anybody giving you a hard time about it. You know what I mean? You're vegan. Okay.
And you know what, Mark? I don't know if you have encountered this, but people think they know me just because I'm a vegan. So they kind of have me in this little box and they think I must be this way
because
I'm a vegan. And you know what? They're wrong.
No, it's true. They're right-wing vegans. There are activist lefty vegans.
Stop making assumptions about me. You don't know me.
I was amazed, by the way, on this big cruise that I just got off of to Central and South America, 20 days, they had vegan menus at all of the restaurants on board that big ship.
As they should.
Yeah, but it's just always interesting to me to monitor that trend because I never really know. It's definitely easier now to be a plant-based eater than it was, let's say, 10 years ago even. Now all these alternatives. I mean, you can go across the street from where we are at iHeart, and this gets to me to the story we're getting to. And you go to the Whole Foods there, and there essentially is an analog for everything that you can find in the world of baking. There are vegan croissants, vegan scones, vegan chocolate chip cookies. That was not the case, at least in the sort of numbers that we're seeing 10 years ago even.
So true. And it's so nice. Even restaurants. I am amazed. There are still some restaurants, though, that don't have a single vegan option. Oh. And when I go, they look at me like I'm crazy. What about you? Don't eat eggs? No. Wait. No butter. No. A fish? No. I'm a vegan. No animal products.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We can make you some steamed vegetables.
Yeah. There is. And there's some high end. You'd think high end restaurants would pretty well try to accommodate, but sometimes you just get the eye roll. Like every waiter is Eric.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Plenty of meat eaters can't imagine saying goodbye to their beloved burgers and steaks, they say, but the price of groceries keeps going up. Some may come over, they say, just because of the cost. Scientists say adopting a diet that shuns all meat, dairy, and any other animal products can decrease food costs. That's right, decrease them by 16%. On an annual basis, study authors estimate a vegan approach to eating can save shoppers more than $500. Quote, we knew that a vegan diet significantly reduces your risk of conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. Now we have proof that opting for beans instead of beef will also lead to significant savings on your grocery bill. So this is a new study, and it just tracks spending in grocery stores. And it is true that, it's thought of sort of this high-end kind of life, the vegan. But the reality is, apparently, a vegan diet made up of grains, legumes, fruits, veggies, I guess you can save money doing
Absolutely.
It. Yeah. So there is that. Meantime, you have until January 31st to enroll in health coverage through Covered California. That's the deadline to enroll in order to get coverage through 2024. So, you know, Sunday is December 31st, to remind you. They've seen quite an increase in people signing up for health coverage in 2024. There was an 18% increase over the same period last year, the highest increase in enrollment in 4 years. Over 1.6 million Californians have renewed coverage so far, probably because of changes in affordability. There are new programs that make the whole thing more affordable. And there are new programs, so in addition to the assistance that had been available, the monthly premium is down a bit. 650,000 people or more are currently covered with no deductibles if they get into the enhanced silver plan. All the plans I'm getting into now are silver plans. And, you know, just had another birthday, and it's everybody's working you into that final chapter of your life, the silver chapter. Isn't that nice? You can learn more about Covered California at coveredca.com. Meantime, you're downing the Ozempic because you're trying to lose weight here for the start of the new year. Now, isn't an Ozempic you take through an injection, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is anybody around here on it?
I know people that are on it that don't work here, but some of my friends, yeah.
And or were they having to, like, get into serious weight management, or was it more of, like, a little vanity thing?
No, it's complete vanity. I'm like, why the hell are you guys doing this?
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of that. Like, it just where you're looking to lose 10 pounds or whatever, so, I mean, and whether or not, there's clearly weight loss benefits. I mean, it absolutely does work.
They say it severely suppresses their appetite.
Yeah, and I think it does also suppress other addictive urges, is what I was reading. But, you know, if appetite's the thing, it'll work. It's, I must say this, and it is getting, like, all of these great reports and reviews from those using it, but it's a little early in the game to start, you know. I feel like this is one of those stories that, you know, 5 years from now are going to go, well, new news for Ozempic users. It turns out, you know, it turns you into a reptile. Over the nationwide number of overdoses this year is more than double those of last year, and that's the real problem. So let's assume that it is safe. The problem is people are getting too into it. California accounted for about 350 of the reports of overdoses associated with the Poison Center report and the 55 poison centers in the United States. There were only 364 of these overdoses in 2020. So the popularity of Ozempic has created an overdose problem in America with this stuff. So if you decide to get on it, go for it. Standard dosage ranges involve weekly injections, depending on the prescription. But do be careful, because there is a problem with people who are overdosing. So, like, anything that is possibly toxic, I mean, you know, that is to say, if you increase it to a certain level, there is toxicity. Be careful. And congratulations on looking so hot. When we come back, Ed Begley Jr., his new book is terrific. And it involves all these different people he grew up with. He grew up in Hollywood. He was the son of an Academy Award-winning actor. And so the stories from that world are something. And he was also slaying some demons. Anyway, we'll get into Ed's story as we continue. It's the John Cobalt Show here on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.